B-Pod Studios.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:40. Wow. 68 degrees today. Lots of sunshine to start the day. Get out. Go for a walk. Look at LBF over there, all sporty today. Good morning, LBF.
You know it's not because I'm taking a walk, Bob.
You look like you're about to go for a walk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you look good.
But I had to wear a baseball hat because it's seriously Seawitch City in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Because I look like Rogue.
Yeah, X-Men.
Yeah.
Who's Rogue, Brian?
She's got gray hair.
Superhero.
Oh, yeah, works
I said you look like a superhero.
Right. So I had to go with the whole look because you can't wear a baseball hat with a normal outfit.
So you went like you're going to look like you're going for a hike.
Luckily, I have a costume.
Yeah, you're
wearing your exercise costume.
My exercise costume.
That's good.
Yes, and so I wore that.
Yeah, you wear it well. Look at you. So I went to New Hampshire yesterday. Speaking of hair, I know that's
How'd
what
that
they
go?
Did, Brian.
How'd that go?
Everybody I stopped in laughed.
Laughed at me.
Hey, just wondering if you guys, any room available for a quick haircut? They laughed. We're taking appointments for next week, sir.
When you walked in, were they busy?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to wait outside. Knock, knock, and they come out. You can't just go in. And
right.
That's funny. God. See those people in the car over there?
Yeah.
They've got appointments and they're waiting.
That's the line.
Well, that's the line.
And I bet all the people in the cars were laughing. Look at this guy with the long hair.
Yeah, right. So I might go sporty too. I might just have to wear a hat.
Yeah.
Like you.
I mean, if that's the case.
No, there's no way.
Then I don't know when this situation on my head is going to be remedied.
You wouldn't believe the traffic going north from Mass to New Hampshire yesterday. Right, Route 28?
Yeah.
Just all Mass cars just flowing in, looking for haircuts and whatever else.
Yeah, I feel like getting your hair colored or cut right now is like a bit like the exchange of drugs. Go and be like, so can you do this? And when is it possible? And maybe you could just come to my house.
Right.
And now
I'll meet you in the alley.
Back.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it could be, it's almost like speakeasies. They could be like,
yes, knock like, what's the password?
Yeah, right, like a speakeasy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think it is.
Yeah, but then the police will be pulling you over. Do you know why I pulled you over? No, why? Well, your hair looks pretty well coiffed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the password? L'Oreal number 9.
All right, you're going to talk, mister.
Anyway, it's bad.
Talk to me or the boss. Anyway, so that's that.
Yeah, just another thing that's happening.
That's it. So we find out Monday what Governor Baker has in store for us. He seems like he's really putting the brakes on any enthusiasm for much.
No, he's just taking it day by day like a smart, measured, handsome man.
Okay. With well-coiffed hair. Good Lord.
Oh, you could do the Charlie Baker. Just buzz it.
Yeah,
maybe
buzz
I'll
it.
Do Buzzer Baker.
He's so efficient.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right, we're done with this.
You brought up my favorite subject, Bob.
Not going where I wanted it to go.
So efficient. How can you make that sound dirty?
Give me a minute.
No, you're done. Nice.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
In sports, you might still hear the roar of the crowd during some Patriots games this fall, even if there are no fans in the stands. Play-by-play voice Joe Buck said plans are in place for the network to pump in crowd noise and fill seats with virtual fans for television.
That sounds so bad. The idea that they're going to have basically CGI fans in the stands and then fake
crowd
clapping
noise.
And booing.
Yeah, but it's so...
Without it would sound weird.
It would sound weirder.
I guess, or more weird?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't want to live in that world.
Well, here we are.
I don't want to live
choice.
In that world. I mean, well, what's going to stop us from just having, fake fans in our studio? Yeah, that's, you know, booing us.
Right, that could happen.
Boo this man.
Yeah, right? It's not good.
No, not for you especially.
Oh, okay. My God.
Why? Hey, I don't need a fake.
Nice to him. It's his birthday.
Yeah. You know, I don't need a fake boo when I got you.
Right, exactly.
The real thing, baby.
Look at her.
I keep you grounded.
She's not even CGI.
Oh, I'd be thinner.
Go hug her. Oh, no, I would be so.
Younger.
I would be the buff bot, too. Yes, buff it out a little bit.
Yeah, so that world doesn't sound so bad, right? Yeah,
I guess. Now that you put it that way.
Right, I live on the bright side.
Wow. For me, it'd be bizarro world, but that's fine. All right, so.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take a chance on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, LBF.
I know today feels like any other day, but today is a very special day. And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, a very special day. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that. Finally. what's up, Brian?
Well, you know, all these cool reunions we're getting with everyone locked in their houses. There's a new one, one of my favorite movies, that is getting back together for a little podcast. I don't know if they're going to do a sing-along or not. I'll tell you which cool 90s movie it is.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job with keeping us hip to what's to watch and, you know what I mean? Streaming.
Thanks.
You guys are experts at that.
Right.
Bored out of my skull, Bob.
Yeah, is that what it is? I mean, I just wait for you guys to tell me what to watch.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to tell you which fast food burgers taste best delivered.
Oh, okay.
If you're waiting for that burger,
that's good.
I'll tell you the top ones you should be ordering. That's coming up. All right, LBF.
Well, today is Thursday. Today is the 14th of May?
It is.
And today is Bob Bronson's birthday.
Well, look at that.
Isn't that cool?
It's great.
You know, Bob.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of a crazy day because a lot of stuff happened.
Mm.
Not just you being born. I know that's the most important part of the day.
Right.
But Melanie Griffith married Antonio Banderas in 1996. Also, they're divorced. Yeah. Frank Sinatra died.
Oh, I know.
Day.
I remember that.
Yep.
1988.
His last
words.
Your
worst birthday?
It was.
Was it your worst
it was
birthday?
Sad.
Yeah, he died. His last words were, "I'm losing."
Yeah.
Magic Johnson retired from the...
That was... I didn't know that.
Well, now, see? Happy birthday.
Wow. I'm losing?
We got your Frank Sinatra's last words.
His whole life? That's you what you it. End up with?
A lot of lasts on this day.
I'm
just
losing.
FYI.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm still going back to Frank.
Frank died. Magic Johnson retired from the Lakers for the third and final time. Family Ties aired its final episode after 7 years on NBC. Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC.
What a day.
It was a day.
May 14th.
Also, and you're such a history buff.
Yeah.
Where is that?
You know, I was born on Mother's Day that year.
You were?
Yeah.
So today, in 1787, you weren't there, right?
Not yet.
Delegates gathered in Philadelphia to draw up the Constitution of the United States.
Wow.
And today in 1804, Lewis and Clark started their expedition.
Do you know their first names?
Meriwether and William.
Very good.
Thank you.
Oh, Meriwether.
So Lewis. Happy birthday.
Thanks, LBF. Go ahead, Brian. Do your thing.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I've got one of my... It's the 20th anniversary of a great movie. Oh, I think that's Bob's last show. He's leaving. 20th anniversary of a great movie. Almost Famous.
No.
I really...
No.
It's not social distance.
Office birthday, huh?
We're not supposed to hug.
That's right. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a coronavirus situation.
No, all right.
Well, I'll be the last man standing.
You got real close.
All right, so it's the 20th anniversary of Cameron Crowe's Almost Famous, and the whole cast is getting together. But, you know, the Origins podcast, James Andrew Miller, he does a great job kind of delving into, you know, the origins of cool movies and TV shows and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to who he's got back. He's got Cameron Crowe, Kate Hudson, Billy Crudup, Frances McDormand, Jason Lee, Patrick Fugit, Zooey Deschanel, Jimmy Fallon, Peter Frampton, Nancy Wilson. Like,
people
everyone.
Really have nothing to do.
Nothing. This,
because
see,
it's so hard
saying.
To get people.
I don't know if they're going to do a little sing-along to this.
Looking on.
my favorite scene of Almost Famous.
And I'm not a huge fan of Sonic.
There it is.
That movie made me love that song so much just because of that scene. So there you go. Check it out.
Well, I tried. That's all.
Gordon's podcast.
You tried to hug me.
You can't. You can't hug.
No.
You're right.
Yeah,
you can't. Like, it's actually, on a, if it wasn't a pandemic, I might have just
You might have
gone
relented.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
can't.
To be responsible.
Good try, though.
Yeah.
A for effort,
my
Bob
dad,
Ronson.
My last words would be,
I'm losing.
I'm losing. I hug. Oh, good Lord. What a way to go. All right. Here you go. If you are ordering burgers to be delivered because you don't want to wait in a long line, I'm going to tell you the top ones to order from in our area.
Okay.
Burger King is number 4 for burgers.
Yeah.
All right. McDonald's comes in number 3.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. The Quarter Pounder comes in a box that helps insulate it. Skip the Big Mac, though. The travel time ruins the middle bun.
No.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah. Number 2 is Wendy's. Their paper and aluminum wrappers help keep the juices and flavor in, though it makes the lettuce a little, you know, wilty.
Ooh, the lettuce is just
take
ridiculous.
It out. You don't want it. The number one, guess what the number one delivered hamburger is?
In-N-Out Burger.
That's nationwide.
Yeah.
It's up there, but it's not number one. It's in our area.
Sonic?
Nope.
Wahlburgers?
No. Too bad. Five Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They deliver?
They deliver. They wrap their burgers in aluminum foil, keeps the juices in. Also keeps the burger hot longer. Five Guys.
Number probably with one of
delivery.
Those delivery services that charge too much.
Right, that's true. Five Guys. I haven't had a Five
good.
Guys burger in like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But today might be that day. I'm going to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah,
go on. This one's for Bob Bronson.
What's the second one for? Yeah, that's LBM. Hey, guys. What guys? Five Guys. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's 6:30. Sunny to start. A high of 68 today. It's going to be nice. It's just taking forever to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a slow slog.
I'm in the back seat. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? To the 60s. Today's your day. So there's a... You know, everyone's, like you said, at home not doing anything else but watching TV, watching and whatever, Twitter and TikTok and all the social media. As a matter of fact, we had a meeting the other day with our bosses and saying that all of our social media at the station are through the roof.
Yeah.
People have nothing better to do but see what we're doing. That's kind of nice.
Yes, isn't it?
Don't you think?
Yeah, we're counting on it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. Uh-huh. People are listening to us on Alexa more than ever.
Right.
That's pretty good. Just tell Alexa to put on 105.7 WROR.
Do it for Bob's birthday.
I would appreciate that.
Alexa, kitchen lights on?
Yeah, that's nice. That's,
you know, if I mess somebody up.
Oh,
so you
come
can do
on.
That. So it's gotten where people are looking for fun things, and this might be the most viral of viral.
Oh, boy.
This is Meredith Vieira when she hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
They're saying that this is the all-time best answer ever. Not just that
I disagree.
Show. Do you disagree?
Yeah, there's a better one.
There's a better one than
Go.
This.
All right. This.
All right. Match this. Mm-hmm. Meredith Vieira, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with a question about, I guess, astronomy.
Though most planets are named after Roman deities, what is the only one named for a figure in Greek mythology? Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus. Jupiter is Roman, I believe. I can't even put a finger on Uranus.
Come on, Bob.
You're gonna cut that out.
Come on, Bob.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't even just say that on television.
You know, they only name that planet that just to get fourth graders interested in science.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, let's throw this one in there.
Yeah, because by the time they were getting out Neptune, they were really losing interest, you know?
And then they threw that in. What?
There you go. I like how Meredith Vieira goes, I need my job, don't do that. And she goes, I'm sure this will be edited.
Nope,
not edited. So what do you got?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you because it's too disgusting, but if you Google it, it's from a Newlywed Game.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. With Bob Eubank.
Yeah. Yep. That's a great
one. So just Google best answer on newlywed game. Then show it to your parents.
I think I know.
The man's answer was in the kitchen.
Yes, Bob.
What, the man's answer was in the kitchen?
Yes. His wife did not match the answer.
No, he did not. No.
Does it have anything to do with
Bob?
No. Don't guess.
No.
Don't guess on the airplane.
No, even though it's your birthday.
I'm not going to say.
Don't.
Go ahead. What's coming up at the laundry?
Oh, hey, and also, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight. And Catherine O'Hara, they're doing the celebrity edition.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Jimmy Kimmel and Catherine O'Hara will be on there tonight on ABC.
That's good.
By the way.
All right.
Coming up.
Yeah. Close.
Is homeschooling making you fall more in love with your husband or wife or significant other?
Brian, stop laughing.
Because it's happened
to a Hollywood couple,
and I wanted to make Brian laugh. So we'll talk about that.
Love.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's do some dirty laundry with LBF. Actually, it's going to be hard to find dirty laundry. If everybody's in their home, how can they be screwing up?
You know what?
Right?
Human nature. It always screws up.
You'll find them.
No matter what.
You'll find them.
Even at home.
That's right.
Well, we got a big divorce happening.
Ooh.
But then people are falling in love while homeschooling their kids. And first, I want to talk about Matt Damon. Matt Damon and I agree on a lot of things.
Okay.
The name Lucy. His wife's name is Lucy. Ben Affleck's a good dude.
Yeah.
But Matt Damon, he was in Contagion. And he was giving an interview. He's in Ireland right now. He was filming, and now he's stuck there. So it's, he and his family are staying there. They've been very kind to him. They're Irish, of course. And he said, you go, this is, we kind of predicted this. Here's what he said in an interview. And I totally am like, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's supposed to be working.
I know that you were, when this all started, already talking about this movie.
It's not playing.
Contagion. That's not?
Yeah.
Want to come back to it?
That's weird. Yeah, I'll
come back to it.
Yeah, I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Computers are being jerks today.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, what did he say, if you could sum it up?
If I could sum it up?
Yeah.
He said, anybody who said you couldn't predict this, I mean, just look at Contagion. 10 years ago, we made a movie just talking to experts and asking them how this would look and kind of how this would go down. And he said, he's optimistic. He said, I hope some good can come out of it. Luckily, it isn't as lethal as it might have been. So maybe this is a really good dry run for the big one that might come.
All right, hang on. I think, Brian, did you get it? All right,
here we go.
Here it is.
Anybody who says you couldn't predict this, I mean, just look at Contagion. 10 years ago, we made a movie just by talking to experts and asking them, well, how would this look and how kind of would it go down? And so I hope some good can come out of it. Luckily, this isn't as lethal as it might have been. And so maybe this is a really good dry run for the big one that might come, because these things do come along every few decades.
That's a dry run?
That's the way to look at it.
No.
No, it could be, LBF.
Well, I know.
There's no guarantee.
I know, but that's a little bit.
But no, I didn't see the
movie. The sequel's never as good as the original, though.
Well, so I've never seen Contagion.
I've been telling you to watch it.
I know, but who wants to watch that?
Because it's informative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really informative.
And scary. Now, whatever that disease was or virus was lethal to everybody, right?
No.
Ooh.
Not to everybody. No, it's not like a zombie movie. It's actually a really good
fact-based
movie. And Kate Winslet, stop touching your face. That's what she said, and
really?
I always listen to her.
Wow.
All right, so who's falling in love while homeschooling? I'll tell you who. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
I knew one of the Bells were. It was either Brian and Kate Bell or Kristen Bell.
So close.
She said, all right, the first 2 weeks were brutal. But after more weeks of that, you know, after like this sort of like a cooling off period, the annoying period, then they realized they need to give each other space and recognized when they need each other's help. This is what I say to couples when they're about to fight.
Okay.
And like especially during a stressful time. And it's true. This is no time to turn on each other. Because you need each other.
Right.
Because, like, my sister was fighting with her partner and before a party, and I'm like, no, not right now.
Don't fight.
Later.
No, you need each other.
You need each other right now.
No. So. I saw somebody on Twitter. I don't know who she was. Just one of the random voices. She hasn't had human contact in 8 weeks.
I think that's
terrible.
She's
an anchor or some news correspondent.
Even I.
She's 8 weeks without touching another human
don't
being.
Don't like to hug.
Mm-hmm.
You need human contact.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hug
I
Lucy.
Feel bad for those people the worst.
I know.
All alone for 8 weeks.
Yeah, and the human touch, it's important.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, just ask any man. All right, Mary Kate Olsen is getting a divorce.
Oh, good, good.
And it's already ugly. She's 33.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it?
She seems like she should be 53.
Well, she's just been around for a while.
Yeah. She's a baby.
Pierre Sarkozy.
Yeah, she's divorcing
him. He's 50. He's a French banker.
But he's an old 50, right? You said?
You know, he probably
smokes.
He's French. Yeah. She smokes.
She does?
Yeah, they both smoke.
They just smoke.
They deserve each other.
Anyway,
they're getting a divorce. He's trying to kick her out. Blah, blah, blah. She's got an ironclad.
Now's not the time.
Now's not the time.
Now's not the time.
See, you're a quick learner.
Call back.
She and Ashley are worth a combined $500 million.
Wow, who's kicking who out? Jeez.
I know.
All
so there you go.
There That's you go.
See, people messing up in quarantine.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
Good job, LBF. Yeah, she just doesn't ever want to be Mrs. Olsen.
Well, you love Mrs. Olsen.
In her Folgers coffee.
She
oh, my God.
Call back.
Reminds you of a better time.
Yes, it does. And neighbors would come over.
Oh, God.
So that is the NFL. When you mentioned that earlier, I thought it was baseball, right? But for football, so that's in the fall.
Football, yeah.
Maybe it's just contingency planning. Worst case scenario. But
yeah.
I got to believe there's going to be fans in the stands.
I don't think there's going to be.
Really?
Listen,
by
I don't
September,
think there's going to be. No.
Wow.
I didn't think there was going to be summer camp.
Yeah.
There's no summer camp.
There's no summer camp.
Yeah, people are getting word.
Uh-oh.
The collective cry you heard across the nation were the moms who got the word that their kids aren't going to overnight camp for 6 weeks. Melissa Mayer, I'm talking to you.
Is so, Melissa listening?
Melissa's listening.
Oh, give us a call, Melissa.
Yeah, she's
Let us see what Plan B is.
Her Plan B is so bad.
What is Plan B?
Her Plan B is so bad that I literally said I'd rather you get a boyfriend, and she's married.
Jeez.
Wow. Has one.
Melissa, Plan C. We'll talk about that coming
up. Okay.
All right.
Get our live stream anywhere. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Guess who I finally get to meet after 9 months of working together?
Who?
Your friend, Melissa, whom I've heard so much about.
Yep.
So, Melissa.
The famous Melissa Mayer.
With LBF Secrets to Tell. Ooh.
Good
morning, Melissa.
It's an open book.
Yeah. Good
she
morning.
Is an open book.
How is everybody?
We're good. How is everybody?
I am an open book.
Yeah. Just another day
Whenever
for me.
I don't want anyone to know.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah,
you guys are lucky.
She knows. She knows that I tell everything about her. But yeah, Melissa and I have been friends since we were 15 years old.
Oh, my
since,
God.
It's interesting. This is why when she called me yesterday, I said, didn't I say this to you, Melissa? This is why we've remained friends for this long. You need somebody in your life who knows you even better than yourself.
Right.
So this is what happened.
What happened?
Melissa got the phone
call.
So what happened?
Yesterday we got some very intense news that my children who go to summer camp sleep away for 7 weeks every summer. My son goes begrudgingly and my daughter goes happily. Skipping down the path to her bunk.
And Melissa skips back to the house.
I skip right back up to the car and say, see you later in 7 weeks.
Wait a minute. Melissa, how old are the kids?
So they're 12 and 14.
Oh.
And they've been going to overnight camp. Gosh, I think this would have been Sabrina's fourth year and Sam's fifth. So it has been an amazing experience. And then last night, I don't know why I lived in the world of being delusional for a little while that they were potentially going to camp.
Right.
Like I was like, well, maybe it'll be a shortened season. Maybe they'll just go for the month of August. My husband was like, yeah, I think they'll go for the month of August. And I'm thinking, totally going to happen. And then last night, no. Both camps, within minutes of each other, sent out the dreaded email canceling camp for the summer. So what did I say? I called Lauren and said, I think we're going to
Don't say what you said. We're on the radio, so don't say what you said.
After you said that, what did you call me and you said what?
Well, I, I first said, what the hell am I going to do all summer? What is going to happen? And then I said, I think we're going to do a patio and get a dog. And she goes, wait a second. She totally did the patio, but wait a minute. You're not getting a dog. You're out of your mind. You remember the last time you got a dog?
We did
have a dog for about 48 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
She's like, uh-uh, I can't do this.
That's the kids. That's what they take care of the dog. No, this is the problem. That's the theory.
If you're going through a crisis, never cut your bangs and never get a dog.
Oh, is that right?
All right? Because that's the thing.
A lot of people cutting their bangs, too.
Exactly. And
it's bad news. You can do what Brian Bell did.
What?
Get in a pool.
I went and got a
pool. Maybe get a pool, Melissa.
Melissa had a pool and she filled
it in. I had a pool. We filled it in.
Really? Dig it up. Give the kids some shovels.
Get a dog. They'll dig it up.
Yeah.
There you
go.
That's the worst idea. Wait. Don't get a dog.
So my wife, like, we had prepaid for all of our summer camps.
Yep.
We're like, there, we're done. So what we're going to do is what we're getting back from summer camps, we're going to put towards, I went over to Namco last week and I'm like, all right, I'm getting just an above ground simple pool.
Is that
what you're going to do with the patio? Take the summer camp money and put it into the patio?
So I don't know because I'm like, it is so raw right now. I can't, the only decision I keep looking at is these little beautiful puppies.
No,
no, don't do that.
We can pick it up in Connecticut on Friday.
No, I like it. Melissa's got this gorgeous house. She just had it redone. I'm trying to explain to her that she's going to, it'll destroy
LBF.
Her house.
People like dogs. Dogs like people.
I know that, but I know her.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like dogs.
She hates dogs.
Well, if you don't like dogs, hey, Melissa. So you're in the real estate business, right?
I am.
Well, thanks for taking a minute away from your wildly successful real estate business in Canton.
Right. Yes.
Interestingly, it's been extremely busy.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's been busy.
Now, with this pandemic and all the sheltering at home, isn't it better to have a backyard paradise now for resale, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. I mean, people that are looking for new homes, the searches have gone up tremendously for pools. People all want pools now. They want backyard patios. They want more living space. Mm. They want office space.
And LBF said something funny when it's all started. You said, how's that open living? What do you call it?
Open concept living.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Yeah, no.
We don't want open concept living anymore, do we?
We want to close the doors.
Right?
Right, yeah. We want to have like our own private space.
Yes.
And that's what's been so interesting about it. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, LB said to me yesterday, if you get a dog, I don't know how I'm going to be able to manage it. You're better off having an affair.
I'm not even kidding.
I literally am
like, that's what I said. And I'm telling you, it would be better.
Oh, my God.
It would be less expensive.
I don't want you to be friends with my wife, Carolyn. Because that, you guys, I want you to have a nice at-work relationship with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Because, I mean,
you're going to tell her to have an affair.
No,
she already has a dog.
Carolyn, what you need is a boyfriend.
Yeah, you know what you need.
A boyfriend. Jeez.
It's on a case-by-case basis, Bob.
Thank you.
Is it just
Trust me. I know.
Fine.
It would cost less, and it would stress her out. It would stress her out
to
less.
To have a boyfriend.
To have a boyfriend than a dog. I know that woman, Melissa May.
Oh, Melissa. You're the one and only LBF. Wow.
Listen, the story will continue, and we will decide.
Okay.
I mean, we will hem and haw about this for days on end about whether we do a patio, we get a dog, or we do both. I mean, I think every parent right now is totally in a panic about what the summer's going to look like.
It's a dilemma. It really is.
It is.
I know, LBF, you had to cancel Lucy's.
Yeah, I have to figure out how to, like, entertain her.
Well, let me ask you a question then, Melissa, because you know LBF so well, because LBF is sitting here shopping, trying to figure out what she can do in the backyard, and she's looking at archery sets.
Because there's no darts available or jarts.
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
Does that seem like a wise move?
Yeah, no.
I'll
take that one, Brian. Yeah, no. Hey, Melissa, we got to go.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, good call. Let us know what comes first, the dog or the boyfriend. Okay? That's some good radio right there. Ooh. Tune in next Thursday to see what Melissa did.
Life advice from LBF.
Oh, good luck.
Get the boyfriend.
The home wrecker. Home wrecker. The backyard wrecker. The home wrecker. Everything. Get over.
live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson and LBF and Brian. Just another day. I believe it's Thursday.
Yep.
Nothing extraordinary about the day, is it?
No, there's nothing extraordinary at all. It's just the same old, same old. Oh, wait. Is it Rob Gronkowski's birthday today?
Rob Gronkowski's birthday
today. Yeah, that's true. It's also George Lucas's birthday today.
A lot of greatness on today's birthday. Let me see.
Our friend Jamie Martell.
Oh, that's right. It's
her birthday today. He's turning 40 today.
Yeah. Wow.
We should say that on the radio.
Yeah, we should.
You should point out all the awesome people.
Right.
Happy birthday.
What
Mark Zuckerberg is 36 today.
Well, they can't all be winners.
Danny Wood from New Kids.
My gosh.
He's 51 today.
Okay.
Wow. This is kind of a downer, but it'll bring you back. Fabrice Morvan.
Oh, fat.
From Milli Vanilli.
Oh.
Yeah, he's 54.
Really?
CeCe DeVille from Poison is 58.
Bob.
David Byrne from Talking Heads is 68.
Ooh, wow.
Robert Zemeckis, who did Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, he's 68. What a great people were born on this day.
My question is, Bob.
Yeah.
How old are you? because today is Bob Bronson's birthday.
You're older.
It is. Yeah, thank you, Brian. You're older than I was last year. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well,
this
let's put
day.
It this way. I'm still, like the weather yesterday, in the 50s.
Yes, look at you.
Look at you.
And you were the youngest? You're the baby.
I'm the baby boy.
The baby Bobby.
My brother and sister texted me this morning at like 5 o'clock.
That's so sweet.
When you get old, you don't sleep, as it turns out.
Right, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Yeah. So.
And you were awake, too.
I was, LBF.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's it?
Well, yeah, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Thanks for asking.
Not get a haircut.
That's not good. I tried that yesterday. My lovely wife, Carolyn, has made a wonderful cheesecake.
Oh, that's nice.
Just a nice cheesecake. She slaved over.
Cheesecake, yeah.
Nice, dense cheesecake.
Yeah,
you like cheesecake?
I'm not a huge cheesecake fan. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it.
You got to eat.
I mean, it's the only dessert available. I'm in.
You're
but
in, right?
As far as choices go.
it's not going to be your top choice. She made some making a cheesecake. It was crazy. She spent all yesterday afternoon making this cheesecake. And the directions were, after she put it in the oven, she had to leave it in the oven for 6 hours.
Well, that must have been torture for you.
Yeah, that's tough.
Don't open the oven 6 hours.
Wow, that's a commitment.
Yeah, and the Omaha Steaks went there, and I got a couple of filet minions.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's posh.
Yeah, isn't that good?
That's going to be nice.
It's going to be a nice party.
You like birthdays. You're not one of these people who's like, I don't really want to talk about my birthday.
No, I don't like birthdays.
You do.
I like gifts.
You like gifts. Oh, yeah.
Are you hoping for a birthday parade,
I know.
Bob?
It's really sad that your birthday's during a pandemic.
Is it? Yeah, that's fine.
Because there are no stores open.
I know. You would have come through otherwise.
I would have.
All right. But thank you.
Should have, would have.
LBF got me this nice blue birthday boy ribbon. Wearing it proudly.
It's the birthday boy.
I like it. All right. Coming up. Dirty laundry for May 14th. Extraordinary day.
Extraordinary day in history.
Yes.
The day the world changed. there's a bell that is falling back in love with their spouse.
Of West Bridgewater?
Because of homeschooling.
The bells of Bridgewater?
Nope.
Nope, not them. No. But
no.
Here he is.
You said it.
I didn't do it. You said it.
You said it.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'll tell you why these bells are...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, the bells of
Dirty
West
laundry.
Bridgewater doing that. Yeah. So, let's do some dirty laundry. It is, I saw a survey before you do it, LBF. 5 times a week, people don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
5 days a week.
Well, yeah.
You know what day it is,
I think that, like, so you pause.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, yeah,
it's Thursday.
Tuesday.
It's Thursday. It's Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, okay. That's it.
That's
right.
It. Right?
Although it's becoming thirsty all the day.
Everyone's pretty thirsty.
Yep, we're all thirsty.
All right. So let's get into the laundry.
Love in the time of quarantine. divorce in the time of quarantine. Yeah. But first, Matt Damon knew. Matt Damon knew about this.
He was prescient.
He was prescient.
Yes.
He says, if you saw his movie Contagion, which was like 8 years ago.
I haven't seen it.
You can't say no one could have predicted the pandemic because they, that movie, consulted with all like real life experts on what a pandemic would look like. Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say about it.
Anybody who says you couldn't predict this, I mean, just look at Contagion. 10 years ago, we made a movie just by talking to experts and asking them, well, how would this look and how kind of would it go down? And so I hope some good can come out of it. Luckily, this isn't as lethal as it might have been. And so maybe this is a really good dry run for the big one that might come, because these things do come along every few decades.
Mm. He also revealed his oldest daughter had COVID-19. She was at NYU, and she had it early on along with her roommates and got through it fine. Everyone's okay.
So would you recommend it? Seriously, to anybody? I've never seen it. Would you recommend that over the weekend you watch that movie?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're prone to panic.
Yeah, or if you're feeling too up.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
No, I just, here's
the
thing.
Back down.
I find that it's a very interesting movie. If you are prone to like nervousness or panic,
don't watch it.
No,
okay.
But if you want, it's a really good movie. If you hate Gwyneth Paltrow, it's an excellent movie.
Okay. Oh,
wow.
Spoiler alert. Okay.
All right. Kristen Bell, she says homeschooling. What has it done to her?
No.
It's made her fall deeper in love with Dax Shepard.
Jeez.
No, it's like. It's like a. It's not like she looks across the room and sees him doing long division and she wants to, like, rip his clothes off.
You
no.
Sure? No? Are you sure?
No. It's basically about how they were driving each other nuts and fighting a lot. But because it was, as I say to couples, when they're fighting a lot and driving each other nuts in a quarantine, this is no time to turn on each other.
No.
And instead, they didn't talk for 2 days, actually. The couple realized they need to give each other space, recognize when the other one needs help. And she said, he's been tapping me out when I get frustrated, and it's been very heartwarming for me to see that he's still very plugged in. He's made me feel like I'm not doing it myself, which has made me fall much deeper in love with him.
Now, why the need to share everything?
I don't know, because sometimes it's good.
Like, yeah, go, right? We didn't talk for 2 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, it makes her more appealing because she's regular, just like us. Have you ever not talked to your wife for 2 days?
No.
He's not going to tell us
the truth. If I didn't, I wouldn't. I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Right, see?
Some things? You just don't need to know.
Really?
Don't you think?
Nope. I say, Okay. Come sit next to me and tell me everything.
Why is the dirty laundry, Bob?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. It's not fresh, clean.
Yeah, I know.
Laundry,
come on.
Isn't. Yeah, good point.
You're as sick as your secrets, Bob. You're as sick as your secrets.
Oh, my God.
Mary, so
my
tell
birthday.
Me everything.
That's how you can treat me on my birthday.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Geez.
Mary-Kate Olsen is getting divorced from her 50-year-old husband. She's 33. She's got $500 million at stake.
Wow.
He's probably not going to get anything because she had good lawyers and prenup is ironclad, but he's kicking her out of her house.
He's kicking her out of her house.
I guess. I don't know. Bizarre. It's like Mary-Kate Olsen, by the way, was on Full House. She was the twin.
Yeah. Wait till she dates somebody her own age. She'll love it.
Will she?
I think so.
I don't know.
She's what, 30?
33.
Yeah. And she made enough money that she didn't have to be in the reboot of Fuller House.
Yeah. She's like, no, I won't
pass,
do it.
Pass.
All right. So, yeah, that's it.
That's it. Good stuff.
I hope she spills some secrets about that marriage.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't look happy.
No, she never has.
No,
she's always smoking and wearing like very unattractive cape-like clothes.
Doesn't she look like she just sucked a lemon?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, she has 500 million reasons to smile.
I would be smiling all the time. You
I
couldn't
mean,
wipe that
shallow
smile
like me.
Off my face. Nobody would.
Oh, I'd try, though.
Like nobody. All right. You ready to play Super Smart? 810.
Oh, yeah.
We got $1,000 up for grabs. So start writing those questions.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Yep.
We know that. So there you go. And we're about to play Super Smart in 60 seconds. Would it have paid for our listener, LBF, if they were listening? Or I should say our player.
Yep.
If they were listening earlier in the show, will that have paid off?
It sure will, if they were.
All right. Do you like getting caught in the rain?
No, I don't like it. I don't like the song.
Hey, don't say that.
Because they're terrible people.
And they like pina coladas.
They like cheating.
All right, Super Smart's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. And if our player today, Christina C. from Stoneham, gets it right, she'll get $1,000 from Window Nation. Good morning, Christina.
Great. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a medical secretary in Arlington.
Okay.
Been working from home since March.
Oh, boy. Are you homeschooling?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hang in there.
Fun, well, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you're going to win $1,000 for some school supplies. Okay? Sound good?
Yep.
All right, Christina, you know how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. Like I said, $1,000. If you're not sure about one of them, just say pass, and we'll get back to it if we have time. You ready to play?
Ready.
Here we go.
What year is it?
2020.
What was the name of the pandemic movie starring Matt Damon?
Pass.
Who played the twins on Full House?
The Olsons.
In which state is the Acadia National Park located?
Acadia National Park?
Yep.
Pass.
What sauce is used in traditional Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
What religious movement was founded by Joseph Smith?
Jesuit.
What theme park did Dolly Parton open in Tennessee?
Dollywood.
A quincentenary celebrates how many years?
50.
Oh, man, out of time.
Yeah. Left a couple on the table, Christina, but you did get four right.
Four out of eight, so
of eight.
Half.
Half there.
And you passed on a couple.
What did we miss?
The name of the movie, that a pandemic movie starring Matt Damon, that was Contagion.
See, we talked about that earlier. That's why I was saying.
And Dirty Laundry. In which state is the Acadia National Park located? Maine. It's really pretty.
Great state of Maine.
What religious movement was founded by Joseph Smith? Mormonism. And a quincentenary celebrates, 500 years.
You were on the right track, though.
Yep,
there.
Just add a zero.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing there.
All right.
But, you know, strong. Just a little slow. Like, in timing-wise.
Yeah, okay.
Pass.
You got to pass quick.
Pass quick.
Yep. Like hot potato.
All right, Christine, next time you play, you'll know that, but we got a good prize for you. Could you use a $100 Elizabeth Grady gift card?
I could.
There you go. Hopefully they'll open someday soon where you can get in there and use it, right?
They will, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Who knows when?
Yep.
They better stock up on wax.
Oh, my God.
Christina.
You know, we're on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Christina. Sorry about that.
It's been a long time. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Let that soak in, Christina. Okay. All right, Christina. I'm sure right up to then it was a lot of fun for you.
Kelly Clarkson.
Christina, thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care. Oh, Brian.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's great. It's like we're drunk.
It's like nobody's listening. We can do whatever we want, right, Brian?
Sure. Yeah, off the rails. I love it.
All right.
It.
If you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com. Sign up there to play. LBF's got the home version of the game up there as well.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
We cool. It's 8:26, LBF. What's that? What do you got? What's cool?
Well, it's a big day for Bob Bronson.
Oh, it is.
And I got him a treat.
You did?
Yeah. That
me?
You. Yeah.
Little old me?
Little
wow.
old you. I'm
wow,
tell
wow,
you what
wow.
it is.
Okay, I can't wait. I think.
It's the nicest thing I'll do for you this day, today.
All year, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All year.
Okay. Lower your expectations,
yeah, no,
sir.
They're low. There they are, down there. All right, Brian.
All right, if you're a fan of the movie Almost Famous, it's turning 20, and they're getting the band back together. I'll tell you where.
Jeez, one of my kids loves that movie.
So good.
They love that movie.
Which one?
Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
My middle girl, she just loves it.
California girl.
California girl. Yep. It's a whole vibe.
Penny Lane.
Yep. All right. 1/3 of people have been doing a lot more of this while they are home during the, well, stay-at-home order. A lot more people are doing this.
Eating.
Really?
And then some.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Okay.
All right. LBF.
It's your birthday, Bob.
It is. Thank you.
It's very exciting. It's also Rob Gronkowski's birthday.
Hey, Rob.
And Amber Tamblyn.
I bet he's getting a better present than you.
Kate Blanchett.
What do you mean, Brian?
I don't think he is. So,
oh, yeah, you do have cheesecake.
I've got a hot wife.
That's true.
That's right.
Yep. What's he have?
So,
Tom.
We had a conversation about a picture of Lucy, my daughter, eating a cupcake.
Right.
And you said, I don't really like cupcakes.
Yeah.
Because you've set up their meatballs. So then I was like, well, it's his birthday. I'm not getting him a cake. Because if he doesn't like cupcakes, then cake probably isn't his jam. So instead, I got you an ice cream party.
What?
With coffee ice cream and jimmies and cones and whipped cream.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
All right. LBF.
Yep, so it's all over there, and you can make a cone or you can make it in a cup. And there's, I didn't bring bananas, but you have a bad banana here, don't you?
I had one.
So,
it
went
bad.
Away. Oh, well, we could have done that.
That could have been, that's amazing.
Yeah, so
Thank
Daddy's
you.
Dairy, this place.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they're great. Chain.
They have this thing where you can just order an ice cream party in a box.
That
and
is
then
awesome. Where are they located?
Well, the one I went to is in Stoughton, but I think they're located in a bunch of places.
Love coffee ice cream.
Yeah.
So what's the brand?
Again. Daddy's Dairy.
Daddy's Dairy.
Yeah.
Who's your
daddy? All right. Now it's weird.
All right. Thank you, LBF. If it wasn't for this COVID-19 6 feet of separation, I think that would call for an awkward office hug.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Maybe next year.
But hey, you know, if you happen to be in New Hampshire and run a hair salon and want to give Bob Bronson a birthday haircut, you give us a call right here, 888-410-1057.
Brian, I know you're just throwing that away, but
I went
to Salem, New Hampshire yesterday, and when I stopped in at several salons and barbershops, they laughed
in my face.
And said,
so there you go.
Come back next week, big boy.
Oh, my God.
And they meant it.
All right. Well, if you're a fan of the movie Almost Famous, there is a big reunion for the 20th anniversary. It's going to be happening on the Origins podcast. I don't know if they'll be doing this number.
Looking on, she sings her song. The words she knows.
Oh, yeah. The scene in the bus where they're all singing along. I'm a golden god. They're getting everybody back together. Cameron Crowe, Kate Hudson, Billy Crudup, Frances McDormand, Jason Lee, Patrick Fugit, Zoe Deschanel, Jimmy Fallon, Peter Frampton, Nancy Wilson, all on Andrew James Miller's Origins podcast to do a little, you know.
Jimmy Fallon was in there?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many people were in that movie. It's such a good movie.
Didn't know that.
Almost Famous. So
did he play Jimmy Fallon?
No. He was
a character.
I think he was a rogue. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because it's been a while. 20 years.
20 years.
Jeez.
He was just little Jimmy Fallon.
Little
then.
Jimmy.
So, check that out. Just search for Origins Podcast. You'll find it.
You and LBF, man, you just know what to watch, where to find it, right? What's going to happen when we have to leave the house?
I don't know.
You're still going to be in?
I'll be inside.
You'll be inside.
Yeah, you'll be inside.
Nothing changes. All right. 1/3 of people have been blanking while they work from home. Any guesses?
I'm refused to partake in this conversation.
Well, if you said napping in your head, you were right.
Really?
Yes. That's what you thought, right?
Yep.
According to a new survey, 1/3 of people have been working from home during the pandemic. Admit they've been napping on the clock. And that's not the only non-work thing people are squeezing in while working from home. We won't mention that. 60% have spent more time on social media or texting.
I'm just reporting.
Oh, okay, Walter Cronkite.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Klondike, as I prefer. But right. No, but that looks real good, the ice cream there. Other things people have been doing include taking more breaks, playing video games. They've admitted this. Take care of the kids, outdoor activities, applying for other jobs. And some activities outside the...
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Applying for other jobs.
Yes. Isn't that funny? Another survey found 35% of people who are working from home think their company is tracking what they're doing.
Really?
Who are you working for?
I know.
Think about that. Anyway, lots more naps. Don't feel bad. Don't fear the nap. That's what I
say. Nope, don't.
Don't fear the nap.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
It's 80s and more. Who's crying now? We are. We're crying now.
Why, is the ice cream all gone?
No, no. No, don't say that. That
really
ice cream
good.
Is so good, LBF. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice chocolate Oreo and then plain chocolate.
No, coffee.
Good. Coffee, rather. What was I thinking?
I put M&M's on mine.
Oh, it's so good. Well, who's crying now? Everybody. As if 2020 couldn't get any worse. This is the 17th year since we've seen these guys. Get ready.
You've waited 17 years, and now the time has come for the return of cicadas.
Yep.
You don't need a ticket to this show. Just go outside to witness the sun being blocked out by massive clouds of cicadas.
I can't see the sky.
They've been sucking the fluid out of tree roots for years, and now they're ready to rock.
Ugh, I got one in my mouth.
And once they're done mating, all you need to do is shovel their lifeless carcasses off your lawn. A show this big won't return for another 17 years. So cancel your cookouts, bring the kids inside, and hide your pets from cicadas. This spring, it's gonna be swarm.
There you have it.
Ew.
Every 17 years, they come. That's their cycle. Yes. What does a cicada turn into?
What?
When the branches die and the leaves turn brown, it's called flagging. Once the cicada hatches from the egg, it'll begin to feed on the tree fluids.
Ew.
That's bad for trees, right?
It is. After the long 2 to 17 years, cicadas emerge from the ground as nymphs.
Oh, jeez.
Nymphs climb the nearest available tree and begin to shed their nymph exoskeletons.
I shed that years ago.
Are you? I'm not going to ask. I will not ask. I won't even touch that one.
No.
Nope.
No.
I will not. Not
today. Wise man, Bob Brunson.
Yes. Not today.
Back away slowly.
We don't have any nymph talk on this show. We will not. All right. So
there you have it.
There you have it. Every 17 years. I get fired. No, that's not. Not today. No way. So, yeah. They're back. This is cicadas. There you go. Shed their exoskeletons.
Oh, boy.
That was funny, LBF. All right. It's 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Boston in Boston, 852. And nice weather for Boston today, too. How about this? It's going to be sunny and 68 today. A little clouds this afternoon, maybe some showers overnight, down to 52. But all in all, a nice day today.
Cool.
Gonna throw some Omaha steaks on the grill. Got that going for me.
Good day for a birthday, Bob.
It is. Cheesecake for dessert. Thank you, Carolyn. Love you, honey.
That's nice.
She worked all day yesterday, man. How about that?
Hey, yeah, that's sweet.
Nothing else to do, apparently, but that's fine. No, I mean, there's really nothing else to do.
Yeah, okay.
Keith called it. Is it Keith?
Keith, yeah.
He called, and okay, let's just put it out there.
Yeah, put it
you,
out there.
You, LBF, have never been a fan of getting caught in the rain and having pina coladas.
Right, because I think
yeah,
it's a song about cheating.
Ultimately, it is.
And those people may deserve each other, but...
Well, Keith said when they saw each other in the restaurants and laughed and said...
Yeah. Oh, it's you?
Oh, it's you.
No. In real life, there would have been like gunplay.
Had a good laugh, get another drink.
No, there would have been a lawyer and some hitting.
Right. You really delve into that song. It's pretty messed up.
It is. Yep. That was the 70s, though, guys. That was
I know.
The 70s.
What a time to be alive.
I mean, you had shows like Three's Company on. And, right. You know, it was wacky. Then Keith called back a minute ago. I guess he's on the phone now. So you have another song that irks you, Keith?
Not too much. I just wanted to make a correction on that song that I was telling... you know, you and LBF about.
Yes, that was it's not Maria Muldaur.
Loving You by...
Oh!
Well, the song I was thinking of Loving You by...
I know exactly what song you were talking about, and you're right about the high note.
All right, so...
Oh, my God.
Minnie Riperton.
Keith called. He doesn't like the Midnight at the Oasis with Maria Muldaur.
Yes.
Where you send your camel to sleep.
You send your camel to sleep.
Right.
Yeah, but I made a mistake on that because I looked it up after I got to talking to you.
Yeah.
And it's Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
So that's your worst song.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about someone terrible. Left the cake out in the rain?
Oh, I enjoy that song.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that one.
Keith, you know, if you ever want to torture anybody, those would be some songs you could torture them with.
Yeah,
I would tell you whatever.
Yeah,
you
there
want.
You go.
Yeah, like if you wanted to start a radio station that no one would listen to.
All right, Keith.
You got a point there, Bob.
All right,
have a good one.
Thank you, buddy. Bye, bye.
Wow.
So that was Brian. So Minnie Riperton, Loving You. Do you want a fun fact on that to chew on?
Hit me.
Okay,
you're not going to play it, right?
No, I'm not gonna,
okay.
No, that song. Her daughter's Maya Rudolph.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, and at the end of it, you listen to it, she says, Maya, 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 because she just had her and then died pretty much after.
She died?
She died.
She died?
I thought you said it was a fun fact.
Well, you know, while it lasts.
After having Maya when she was just a baby?
Very much young, very young, yeah.
That's a terrible story.
But it's a fact. I mean, it's not a fun fact. Sorry.
Not a fun fact.
Well, okay.
It's a sad fact.
It's a sad fact.
Mm. Wow, you're bringing me down,
well, I didn't
man.
Mean to. I didn't mean
to.
I'm
at MacArthur Park, and I'll cheer up. Yeah. Oh, Donna God. Summer.
No, I don't know. Not the Donna Summer one. Richard Harris. That's the bad one. Mm. Oh,
yeah.
It's awful.
She died?
Yeah, she died.
Have any horrible facts about that song?
Yeah. All right, go ahead and doom scroll Google. Go ahead.
I am. Do you know? Oh well, happy birthday, but Frank Sinatra died on this day.
Oh. Yeah, he did. Yep.
See your death fact. And raise you one.
Fun fact. Okay, Brian.
Oh, boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.